Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Pure and steadfast, Psalm 51:10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Some people seem to have the idea that children are born innocent, perfect, and with pure little hearts. Then they have children of their own and encounter temper tantrums and sinful behavior. It confirms the reality that we are born with the sinful seed of our first parents, Adam and Eve. When I pray, Lord, create a pure heart within me, does that mean that the Lord is to override my unloving behavior and suddenly make me loving? Some people seem to teach that. The result of this false teaching is a feeling that more is required to reach the place where tribulations disappear. Beep! The psalmist prays that the Lord will lead him to a purified heart and then to guide him to a steadfast spirit. That means he will become an oak tree rather than a weak willow bush. This will enable us to first of all receive the Lord's comfort for our discomfort, and second, for us to comfort those around us who are in any trouble. Two questions. Are you receiving God's comfort for your tribulations? Are you comforting those around you who are experiencing tribulation? There is value for the true believer when we encounter tribulation. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.